Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the Wikipedia page for Great Ape Personhood. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Vernato, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe to get more primate action.
Yes, let's get it going, everybody. Great Ape Personhood. Great Ape Personhood is a movement to extend personhood and some legal protections to the non-human members of the great ape family. Bonobos, chimpanzees, gorillas, and orangutans.
Hell yeah. Advocates include primatologist Jane Goodall and Don Prince Hughes, evolutionary biologist Richard Dawkins, philosophers Paola Cavallari and Peter Singer, and legal scholar Stephen Wise.
I really want to know what we're talking about as far as personhood, so I'm just going to read the definition of personhood as set by Wikipedia. Personhood is the status of being a person. Defining personhood is a controversial topic in philosophy and law and is closely tied with legal and political concepts of citizenship, equality, and liberty. Okay, so they're just saying they're people?
Yeah, it's a lot like corporate personhood, where corporations are illegally people.
Is it? I don't even know. What does corporate personhood mean exactly?
It means that a corporation is treated as a person and separate entity from another human person. So that means that, legally speaking, corporations have many of the legal rights that a human being has. I'm not making that up.
No, I think you're making it up, but I'm just saying that, like, so if an ape pulls a guy's arm off, are they going to trial?
I don't know, but I imagine that this has more to do with extending protections rather than consequences, but I don't know, maybe. But yeah, corporations like have some of the same rights as people do, which is crazy.
Status. On February 28th, 2007, the Parliament of the Balearic Islands, an autonomous community of Spain, passed the world's first legislation that would effectively grant legal personhood rights to all great apes. The act sent ripples across Spain, producing public support for the rights of great apes. On June 25, 2008, a parliamentary committee set forth resolutions urging Spain to grant the primates the right to life and liberty. If approved, quote, it will ban harmful experiments on apes and make keeping them for circuses, television commercials, or filming illegal under Spain's penal code.
These precedents followed years of European legal efforts. In 1992, Switzerland amended its constitution to recognize animals as beings and not things, However, in 1999, the Swiss Constitution was completely rewritten. A decade later, Germany guaranteed rights to animals in a 2002 constitutional amendment, the first European Union member to do so. Okay, so going back to what you read about Spain, it makes it illegal for apes to do things like be in television commercials and circuses and such, other filming. So that means that in Spain, apes have more protections than children in America do.
I think it's just the Balearic Islands, because it says that they proposed a thing to Parliament for Spain, but it didn't say it was approved.
Still.
Yeah, I'm just clarifying, that's all.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, so yeah, that community has more rights for apes than human children in the United States. Not more rights, but more protection.
Yeah, because they look at apes as like an adult person.
I feel bad for all those child vloggers out there.
Yes, you could throw a damper on any party.
Sure can.
New Zealand created specific legal protections for five great ape species in 1999. The use of gorillas, chimpanzees, and orangutans in research, testing, or teaching is limited to activities intended to benefit these animals or its species. A New Zealand animal protection group later argued the restrictions conferred weak legal rights.
Several European countries, including Austria, the Netherlands, and Sweden, have completely banned the use of great apes in animal testing. Austria was the first country to ban experimentation on lesser apes. Under EU Directive 2010/63/EU, the entire European Union banned great ape experimentation in 2013.
Argentina granted a captive orangutan basic rights in late 2014.
I wish there was more to this sentence, to this section.
Go click on that citation. Go get it.
On April 20th, next 2015, Justice Barbara Jaffe of New York State Supreme Court ordered a writ of habeas corpus to two captive chimpanzees.
Unreliable source.
But the next day, the ruling was amended to strike the words writ of habeas corpus. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you advocate for childhood protections in the television, film, and vlog industry.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to that message, everybody. And let's get Rachel off of that high horse she's on over there. Advocacy. Well-known advocates include primatologist Jane Goodall, who was appointed a goodwill ambassador for the United Nations to fight the bushmeat trade and end ape extinction. Richard Dawkins, former professor for the public understanding of science at Oxford University, Peter Singer, professor of philosophy at Princeton University, and attorney and former Harvard professor Stephen Wise, founder and president of the Non-Human Rights Project, NHRP, whose aim is to use U.S. common law on a state-by-state basis to achieve recognition of legal personhood for great apes and other self-aware, autonomous, non-human animals. All advocate for great ape personhood.
Unreliable source. In December 2013, the NHRP filed three lawsuits on behalf of four chimpanzees being held in captivity in New York State, arguing that they should be recognized as legal persons with the fundamental right to bodily liberty, i.e., not to be held in captivity, and that they are entitled to common law writs of habeas corpus and should be immediately freed and moved to sanctuaries. All three petitions for writs of habeas corpus were denied, allowing for the right to appeal. The NHRP is in the process of appealing all three decisions.
Goodall's longitudinal studies is a research design that involves repeated observations of the same variables over long periods of time.
Yes. So an example of a longitudinal study is the study done over the span of like over 40 years, where they studied the effects of children who are spanked or hit.
I got that from the definition I just read. Thanks.
You're welcome. It
revealed the social and family life of chimps to be similar to those of human beings. She herself calls them individuals and says they relate to her as an individual member of the clan. Laboratory studies of ape language ability began to reveal other human traits, as did genetics, and eventually three of the great apes were reclassified as hominids.
Other studies, such as one done by Barron and Evans, indicate other qualities that humans share with non-human primates, namely the ability to self-control. In order for chimpanzees to control their impulsivity, they use self-distraction techniques similar to those that are used by children. Great apes also exhibited ability to plan as well as project oneself into the future, known as the process of mental time travel. We should totally read that.
Definitely.
Such complicated tasks require self-awareness, which great apes appear to possess. Quote, the capacity that contribute to the ability to delay gratification, since a self-aware individual may be able to imagine future states of the self.
This, alongside the increasing risk of great ape extinction, had led the animal rights movement to put pressure on nations to recognize apes as having limited rights and being legal persons. In response, the United Kingdom introduced a ban on research using great apes, although testing on other primates has not been limited.
That's pretty cool. In the paragraph that I read, it kind of brings certain things full circle because I kind of know what studies they're talking about in relation to human children development, like for self-control and delayed gratification.
Oh, okay.
Writer and lecturer Thomas Rose argues that granting legal rights to non-humans is nothing new. He points out that in most of the world, quote, corporations are recognized as legal persons and are granted many of the same rights humans enjoy, the right to sue, to vote, and to freedom of speech. Don Prince Hughes has written that great apes meet the commonly accepted standards for personhood, self-awareness, comprehension of past, present, and future, the ability to understand complex rules and their consequences on emotional levels, the ability to choose to risk those consequences, a capacity for empathy, and the ability to think abstractly.
That's a great definition. I liked that information.
I did too.
Yeah, that's all great information. Gary Francione questions the concept of granting personhood on the basis of whether the animal is human-like, as some have argued, and believes sentience should be the sole criteria used to determine if an animal should enjoy basic rights. Several other animals, including mice and rats, should also be granted such rights, he asserts.
Interpretation.
I think he's right, though. Like, I mean, if great apes have personhood, octopi should have personhood.
Yeah, I agree. Animals in general should have a lot more rights than they currently do. Interpretation. Depending on the exact wording of any proposed or adopted declaration, personhood for the great ape raises questions concerning protections and obligations under national and international laws, including Articles 7 to 29 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
The 1954 Convention relating to the status of stateless persons and 1961 Convention on the Reduction of Statelessness regarding nationality and citizenship for persons.
Provisions 4 and 5 of the Declaration of the Rights of the Child. And that's where it ends. But there's a C also, emotion in animals, and we're definitely going to read that too.
There you go, everybody. Great ape personhood. Apes are people too.
Hell yes.
This has been the Wikipedia page for Great Ape Personhood.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen. Except for X, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your personhood.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.